Sonait or of Zion and Marcheshvan. Okay, we'll spend a few nights, Be'ezus Hashem, Belineh there, talking about in Yoredeya, impart flavors, and not Barnat, which people heard of, but they're not sure what it means. It's a little confusing. Not Barnat, Barnat, which is this, and there's not Barnat the Heteran, not Barnat the Yisur. Tonight we'll just talk about the simple Ta'am Rishon, it's called. What's a Ta'am Rishon? Food into a pot, right? Food, the flavor of the food, it gets absorbed into the walls of a pot. Even if it's milk, let's say, we don't talk about the milk being absorbed into the pot because there's no discernible milk. We talk about the food being absorbed into the pot. So that's a Ta'am Rishon. And when it emits that flavor, and then something absorbs the flavor, food into pot, that's a Ta'am Rishon. And when that, it emits that flavor to another food, so it's emitting it's no same Ta'am. It's giving off Ta'am. That's what it's not. No same Ta'am, it's giving off Ta'am. Because the Ta'am that it received from the food into the pot is called Ta'am Rishon, food to pot. And now when the pot emits that Ta'am, it's a no same Ta'am to other foods, we'll say. Okay? We'll take it from there in subsequent nights. We know that. Chavis HaLavos, Shkar HaKniya, the last parak, he's talking about the benefits of Kniya, three temporal, three spiritual. He has a list, and we're up to in the middle of the third temporal. People more pleasant, he's a more agreeable person. People tend to like him more. He acts like that. He doesn't act strangely. He doesn't act weirdly. They feel comfortable with him and they're friendly with him. He tells an apocryphal story, probably about a king. He would walk briskly. The derech of kings with an entourage, especially, that they would walk very deliberately. But he walked, I guess, like regular people walk, because that's how it fits into his yisod, about looking like other people look. They asked him for the reason. It's that much further removed from exhibiting arrogance. And it happens to be better for the whatever purpose I'm going to accomplish. So I'm rushing to do it. It's a pragmatic thing as well. Why the Chavis HaLavos told us that answer also, I don't know. Unless he means that it's taka pragmatic to walk quickly. But if gaiva prevents you from doing it, so that's a bad thing. So it's not just a question of walking and looking like other people and blending in and people thinking you're one of them, but also again, if he's taka going to do something, so there's no gaiva would prevent him from having that benefit. So kaniya takes that away. So I think that's why he brought it in, maybe. How do you get to be prominent? Omar, ironically, because he did the opposite. I never met anybody that I didn't praise and I didn't think. It's not a question of hypocrisy here. I didn't praise and I didn't think that he has a quality that's superior to me. If he was very clearly more clever, I would say that who Yirei Elokim also Yosher Mimeni. Because the more clever you are, intelligent, so you're more aware of Hashem, and you probably, he's a bigger Yirei Elokim than I am. If he was inferior in intelligence, Omar, I would say, Ki Cheshbono, he'll have less to answer for. Bimneishani, in other words, he's a more righteous person than I am. Bimneishani, over Bimezid, I have things that I do, and because I'm so clever and intelligent, I know what I'm doing. Over Bishogeg. If he's older, Omar, I would say he's chuyosov, Rabu mischuyosai. Neisha kedemani ba'olam. If he's kotam b'meni, Omar ki avonosov, ma'atem mi avonosai. So I always looked to make myself like sort of the inferior of the other person. V'miyah kamoni b'yomim v'chacha, Omar ulai liboy lelokim told me libi. I don't see what he's thinking, what his thoughts are, what his attitudes are, what his motivations are. So it might be it's much, much better than mine. I just can't tell. Omar ki motzi yodu ba'osho lavod habore, he can use his wealth to serve Hashem, but also tzedakos, olahanik laniyim yosu mimeni. V'miyah dal yosu mimeni, Omar, I would say, ki udaku shval ruach yosu mimeni. Four. Right, so he's more humble than I am. Bavur daluso, who told me many. I would always find qualities and search for qualities and make up qualities that others have over me. And it's interesting that this is nichlal in that stricture of Chazal, what he just described. It's not chus ochova, but he's saying it includes that also look for the better of people. I mean, Mekabel is called the Savior Ponam Yafos. I guess that's fitting with his general third benefit of Kenia, temporal benefit, is that when you are more humble, this is easier to do. To be Mekabel, called the Savior Ponam Yafos. The Omer Mod Mod Havishval Ruach. The Omer Lolom Yehayodim Rach Kekonev, the Yekosha Keres, the Vikach Zocha Konev, Lachtoch Vino Kulmos. You be a bendable person, not to be so rigid, and to bend. Yeah, I mean, you don't bend on principles, that's a different thing, but in general, midah, in general, hanhoga, so you should be rach kekona, that's a statement of Chazal, below kosher keres. Okay, so that's the third, the temporal benefit, and then we'll continue, Be'ez Hashem, in the coming days with the three spiritual benefits.